everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. Good evening, everybody. I know it seems like it's 10 o'clock by now, but with daylight savings, it's always a tough time of the year because it seems like, you know, you're done with work and you get in your car and it's already dark and it's depressing as all hell. So it's only good for like the weekends. You know, when you go out on Friday or Saturday and you think it's midnight, 1 o'clock, and it's actually quite earlier. That's the only time it's good. For every other time, it sucks. Because most of us are not up in the morning when the sun comes up at, I believe, what, 5:30 now? Randy, you get up that early. What time does the sun come up now?
The sun doesn't come up until, it was pitch black when I went to work this morning. So it didn't come up probably till like 7:30.
No.
It comes up later.
What?
It comes up a lot later.
What are you talking about?
The sun comes up later.
No, the sun comes up earlier. It goes down sooner.
All I know is it was pitch black at 5:30 this morning.
Well, okay.
I'm in this room for 4 hours after that, but it was pitch black at 5:30. And during the summer, it's lighter out.
I understand it's lighter, but during daylight savings, they kick an hour of sunlight from the evening down to the morning.
Well, I didn't see it.
7:30. It's like we're living in Alaska. But yeah, anyway, so it gets lighter earlier and darker later. So a lot of depression comes along with that, you know? I mean, it's not a mistake that a lot of people up in Alaska are depressed when there's, you know, no sunshine. You know, little sunshine equals a lot of depression.
Jesus Christ.
Basically it. I think we have my daughter doing that now. Is that right?
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, man, she's the best. But anyway, so, yeah, the depression is kicking in. And there's a lot of people out there, you know, myself, Gina Grad, Randy Wang, Tom Likas, most of the people here at the station are pretty aware of what's going on politically. You know, we're all of us are aware that the election is tomorrow. We're aware of the major propositions on the ballot, like Proposition 8 with, you know, gay marriage.
Yeah.
Proposition 6, money for cops, that kind of stuff, alternative fuel. But there are some people out there who have said, F it. I don't give a rat's ass who's president. I don't care if the gays get married. I don't care if they're allowed not to get married. And there are people who drive to work every day. They work all day, and they drive home, and they say, you know what? I'm not getting involved.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah, you guys can vote on your high-speed trains, your saving the farm animals, the children's hospitals, the abortion for kids or for minors, money for cops, renewable energy. You guys can do all that. And then some people say, F it. Some people stand in line for 5 hours to vote. Gina, you stood in line for, hey, Bubba, you stood in line for, what, for 4.5 hours to vote?
4.5 hours.
And when was that, on Saturday?
Saturday midday.
Jesus Christ. Where'd you go to vote?
Well, Tim, I went where everybody has to go. I went to beautiful downtown Norwalk.
Oh, Bubba. All right, so you drive from Los Angeles down to Norwalk. That's about a half hour, right?
Yeah, it's about a half hour.
Half hour. And you get in line to vote.
Well, yeah, you go, you see all the tents and everything, this like holding tank for when they call your number so you can go vote.
Right.
And you see this line, and you're like, oh, I don't know about this. And then everyone starts laughing at you when you get in line because like, no, baby, line's back there. And you have to go around two more sides of the building.
Jesus
and
Christ.
And everyone has that moment of, well, do I stay? Do I go? What do I do? And I said, well, I better make this decision now. I'm either in it or I'm out.
And you stayed in line.
I stayed all by myself. No one to talk to, nothing to do.
Wait, did you bring anything to read?
Nothing. I didn't think this through, Tim.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right, so you stood in line for 4.5 hours.
Yeah. From beginning to end, it was 4.5 hours.
Was it worth
Jesus
it?
Jesus Christ.
Was it worth it?
It was.
It was?
I feel good about it.
I'd never do that.
Yes, you would.
If my dad was running for president... I wouldn't stand in line for 4.5 hours to vote for him.
But it's your civic duty, Tim.
It's my civic duty, but it's not my civic obligation to waste a day to do it.
Yeah.
You know, if I could do it at home, like absentee ballot, like a lot of people do, yeah, that makes sense. Or like tomorrow, I'm going to my polling station. But I guarantee you, if I go tomorrow to where I'm supposed to vote and there's a line out the door, I ain't voting.
Really?
I swear to you, I'm not voting. And I know I'm supposed to vote because on Friday or Thursday, we took calls from listeners, and they asked me how to vote. So I'm supposed to vote for Obama, and I'm supposed to vote no on Proposition 8.
Right.
Fantastic.
But if that line is long, you get two less votes.
Now, maybe what you should do is you could cut your time in half and spend all your time trying to find someone who would vote the exact opposite of you and pull them out of line. Right. So at least it's canceled out.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, that would take way less time.
Yeah, I mean, that's what people should do. They should be standing in two lines at the polling station, the Obama line and the McCain line.
Yeah.
And so the line's 5 hours long. You go, any Obamas here? You're an Obama, I'm McCain. All right, let's go hit it.
Yeah,
coffee
gotta,
shop.
You know what? We got something to talk about real fast. All of a sudden, they disappear.
So long. But I wouldn't do that. I'd never stay in line for 4.5 hours.
I think you would, Tim.
If they said stand in line for 4.5 hours, and when you get to the front of that line, they're going to give you a crisp new $50 bill, I'd say F you.
Well, it was one of these really cinematic moments because finally, they finally called my number, 845. I don't think I'll ever forget that. I go up, all of a sudden, I'm like, what is that noise? Oh my God, the rain started, the sky is open, the tent's blowing over, my ballot's getting all wet. It was very, very Armageddon-esque. But you know what? I got in there just in time.
All right, so you voted, and I'm sure you, I've never seen you like this before. I guess we'd know your last election. Were you like this last election?
I was pretty involved. I take this pretty seriously. I might not be the sharpest tool in the shed, but I do care, you know? Mm. Yeah.
All right, here are the phone numbers. If you've just said F it to voting, you don't give a rat's ass about the propositions, the measures, you don't care who's president, who's vice president, you just don't give a rat's ass. Here are the phone numbers, and you can blast away at all of us idiots who are making our lives, or designing our lives around, you know, where to vote and how to vote. Here are the phone numbers. If you've said F it to voting, you couldn't be less interested in this whole process. 520-9710. That's our main number here in Southern California. 520-9710. And 888-520-9710. That's 888-520-9710. Now, I did read an article online, and it was talking about blood pressure. And it was talking about the people who are very into voting, as opposed to those people who are moderately into voting, as opposed to those people who don't give a rat's ass at all. They took three groups. The group with the highest blood pressure was the group that was involved somehow in the system. Whether you're out there campaigning, whether you're holding a no on Proposition 7 sign on Laurel and Ventura, whether you're a campaign manager. I mean, we saw this young man. In the state of Nevada, Obama is beating McCain there, and it's partially due to the campaign manager that he hired to take over Nevada. He used to work for Bloomberg in New York City and hired him to go to Nevada, 44-year-old kid, and he's kicking ass for Obama in Nevada. I think Obama's up 51-44, so it's a 7-point swing in Nevada. And the kid wakes up this morning, 44 years old, that's why I call him a kid, anybody younger than me is a kid, grabs the chest and down, boys, hits the ground. There he goes. 44 years old and dies of a massive heart attack.
Jesus Christ.
Now, you take a 44-year-old who probably lives in Pahrump, who hits those whorehouses and doesn't give a rat's ass about the propositions, he's probably still alive. I think that's the way to go. I think the way to go through life is, who gives a rat's ass? It doesn't really change your life. Whether the gays get married or not, it's not going to change your life. Whether they fund the high-speed train, probably won't change your life much. Maybe you may take the high-speed train once in your life. Whether they protect farm animals or not, doesn't affect your life.
Doesn't
so,
matter.
I think the next move for me for the next election is, I don't care. Who cares? Let's talk to a Sal in Orange County on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What up, Timmy?
Hey, dude. You don't give a rat's ass, huh?
No, I don't. I live my life the same way. I'm not gay, so I don't care if the gays get married or not.
Right. And you're not voting. Are you registered to vote?
No, I don't even go. I mean, seriously, I'm going to spend all that time just to go and register. I got things to do. This football going on and
right.
Lakers and stuff. I'm not getting up.
How old are you?
I'm 30.
And have you ever registered to vote?
Never. I mean, seriously, like, what was it, 4 years ago was the last election?
Right.
I didn't feel like doing that.
Do you remember who ran 4 years ago?
Because Bush.
Yeah.
Was it Bush and, like, Bill Gates or something like
that? Yes, exactly. Well, at least you're up on it.
Oh, all right. You know, so, yeah I know. But it
yeah, and Bill Gates lost by a narrow margin, then went back to Microsoft.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah. See, so it didn't change his life either. So we're all like, it's a win-win situation.
That's exactly right.
You know, I don't even care if they legalize, like, weed or not, you know, because still I'm going to smoke it.
Right. Even if it was, if you're going to jail or not, you're going to smoke it.
No, they could give me the electric chair, and I still got to because, you know, I got to maintain.
That's exactly right, man. I tell you, I think you are probably healthier than most people who give a rat's ass.
Yeah, I'm actually, like, better for the economy just not voting. You know what I mean?
Although they do say that people who don't vote are slightly more overweight than people who do. How's the weight?
Yeah, I'm kind of pushing it. You know, I'm like Biggie Smalls, but it's okay.
How tall are you?
About like 5'11".
And what do you weigh?
I weighed myself today. I'm like almost pushing 260. But
that's a huge bitch.
Wait, 5'11", 260?
Yeah,
oh,
I went to a place called Big Bubba's Barbecue. That's why. So.
Ah, right. Excellent. So, all right, buddy. I envy you. And actually, we're going to send you something for being so apathetic.
Man, Timmy, I love you, dude.
Thank you, man.
This is the best show in the world, man.
Thank you, sir.
You're the greatest.
Hey, can you want to get off the couch to go see Sarah Silverman?
Oh, she's so fine. Yeah, for sure.
Okay. All right. Hold on one sec, buddy. We're going to send you tickets.
All right, cool. Thanks,
right,
man.
Hold on one sec, dude. A pair of tickets to the Sarah Silverman at Club Nokia. That's downtown Los Angeles. Is that right? Or is that, where is Club Nokia? I know that's Nokia Theater downtown.
It's probably right above the theater.
Ah.
A little side club.
November 21st, get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. Hey, that's the night of our big food drive. Yeah?
Look at that.
So after Sarah Silverman, come on out and donate some food to those homeless studs.
Doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right, people just don't give a rat's ass. Let's talk to John in Irvine. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Timmy.
Hey, dude.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Okay, I got the little the earphone in. Hey, what happened to Whitman?
What?
What happened to Whitman?
Where was his call from last year?
Yeah, do you remember?
No, he's not with the station anymore. We had whathappenedtowhitman.com. Is that still up there?
Yeah, it's still up because hosting services don't let you quit for a year.
Oh, Christ. Okay. So we got another 6 months there?
I know.
Okay.
That's
all right, but
mean,
yeah,
Tim.
Check out. I know, Brian. I apologize, but check out the website. What is the website? It's whathappenedtowhitman.com.
What happened to Whitman?
.com.
Yes!
Yes, he's doing a lot of morning radio shows around the country with his great impressions, man. That's what he's doing.
I love Funyuns.
I know you do, buddy. All right, people who don't give a rat's ass about this election. Eric in Orange County, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello?
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, hi, how you doing?
All right, man.
All right, this is cool. I'm actually on air. Cool. Hey, listen, my whole thing is sometimes care more. I just have a chip on my shoulder about the last two times I did my whole thing.
Oh, I see. You vote for Gore and Kerry?
Well, it's like the douche versus the other douche.
Right.
No?
But you know, I totally understand that. If the candidate that I voted for got more votes and then wasn't president, I'd be pissed off too.
I just felt like I went in and I was wasting my time. That's
right.
How I felt.
Yeah, that whole thing of vote or die, then you vote and your guy doesn't get in there and you're not dead.
Doesn't matter.
So it's all BS.
There you go. Well, also, I mean, I don't know if people really speak about this a lot, but when's the last time California's even been a red state?
It's been a long time.
Was it Reagan?
Yeah, it was Reagan. Reagan beat, I think it was Mondale, like 525 to 25 or something. He really kicked his ass.
Yeah, I mean, I know I live in a red county, but that doesn't really count to me.
Where do you live? You live in San Bernardino? Orange County.
Anaheim.
Yeah, Orange County is it's beautiful. It is a red county, and I would like to move back down there, if you know what I mean.
Okay. but, you know, so I felt like, you know, I put in my thing. I said, California is blue. I'm like, okay, good, you know. Hey, and then,
I shouldn't give out his name.
Okay. What's his name again?
Because he was actually not supposed to be here. All right. Anyway, I had a roommate in college who came out here from Bowling Green. And the reason I don't want to give his name out is because at the time he was supposed to be here, he was actually supposed to be in Vegas on a conference, and he came out to Los Angeles without his wife, and his wife never found out. But anyway,
he knows who he is now.
Yeah, so he was a huge, huge Democrat, and you know, from Ohio. His dad was in the union, his mother was in the union, teachers union, and a big Democrat from Ohio. And he said, he goes, I can't believe that you live in Orange County, because I was living in Seal Beach, which is a predominantly Republican county. And I said, all right, well, let me show you why I am. I'm going to take several hours out of my day and show you around town. So I took him around downtown Long Beach, downtown Los Angeles, showed him around, and you got your bums whizzing on the streets, your crime, your boarded up businesses, potholes that you can take a bath in if they're filled with water. And then I took him downtown, or through Costa Mesa, Newport, Anaheim, and showed him Orange County, and it's a world of difference, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I mean, the people that when you have a government that is run by Republicans and Democrats, like Orange County is, as opposed to L.A., it's just all run by Democrats, is a huge, huge difference. So, I mean, listen, the streets in L.A. are filthy. They're filled with potholes. I was driving down Wilshire Boulevard today, and I felt like I was in the desert. And, you know, I felt like I was on an empty, riverbed. And it was just driving over river rocks. And it wasn't. It was Wilshire Boulevard. It sucks. You drive down to, Orange County and go through, I don't know what's down there, Cotacaza, Lake Forest, those areas, Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. It's beautiful. So, I mean, there's a lot to be said for Orange County. Yeah, they might have some more Republicans there than Democrats, but guess what? It's safe and it's clean, all right? Anytime you get pulled over by Irvine cops, yeah, it's a bummer. You know, two cops pull you over and they harass you and they hassle you, but you feel safer that your kids are going to school down there. So there's a little give and take, and I will defend Orange County with anybody that calls to try to trash him. Let's talk to Marco in Riverside. You know, 97.1 FM Talk, how are you?
Hey, Tim. It's Marco Santucci. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, dude?
Hey, you ever thought of Gary Alter? Did you watch the show?
I did.
Tim.
Wait, you're the guy that used to be a girl.
Okay, Tim, why do you got to say that on the air? No, I am. But hey.
Hey, anyway. Nice to hear your voice again, dude.
Okay, hey, listen. I listened to the show. I'm like, okay, I'm going to call in. Yeah, listen, you know what? As far as the presidency goes, I think it's a loser situation either way.
Right.
And the proposition thing, my daughter Mariah is no on 8, and she's gone into people's yards stealing signs and
wow.
and crossing out the yes. You know what I mean? She's
now,
crazy.
Are you yes on 8?
No, I'm no. I know.
You've got to be no on 8.
Well, okay, what do you mean? No.
Well, because you were a well, woman, now you're a man.
But that's not the point.
But you've got to be the most lenient guy. I mean, you can't,
No, Tim, either way, I still, I think it's equality across the board, whether you're gay, straight,
right.
bi, I don't care, whatever right. it is, I just think that it's pointless, and how they've drugged that proposition and into the school, well, no, they haven't, that's the thing, it's all these lies.
Well, see, Marco, here's the only problem I have, and again, you can call up and say that, I hate gays, and you'd be 100% wrong, but,
right,
but, I think the gays should have the exact same rights of everybody in the world, no matter what, who they're having sex with.
Fantastic. Okay.
But the only problem that people have, or not the only problem, one of the problems that people have, is that they call it marriage. And so in the future, I'm not talking about 5 years from now, maybe 20 years from now,
yeah.
I'll say to a guy, hey, my daughter's getting married. And they'll say, oh, to a man or a woman. I'm like, why do I have to have this conversation?
Exactly. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
Right, exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But hey, you know what? The thing was, is the whole deal was about teaching in the schools. They've never taught that in the schools. And now
they don't teach about marriage in school. If they taught marriage in school, nobody would get married.
Exactly. That's true.
I never learned about marriage in school.
No, me neither. And they're not doing it now. They're dragging this in and making it all be discriminatory against gay people and whatever. So
hey, come back in again sometime, dude. I didn't know you lived all the way out in Riverside.
I did. Well, invite me in. You know, we should do it.
I'll put you on hold, buddy.
All right, no problem.
All right, hold on 1 sec. I like that guy. It's a, he used to be a chick. Now he's a dude. And he's like a good guy. I could like hang with the guy. And I could hang with him now because he's a dude. I couldn't hang with him before because he'd be like a chick. Like, why would I want a chick as a friend like that? Now I can go to ball games with the guy. Oh, man. Seth in Silver Lake, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you, sir?
Hey, Tim, how's it going?
Hey, all right. You don't give a rat's ass, huh?
No, I really don't.
Good
and here's the thing. People are so hard on saying, you know, it's your right to vote. Well, it's also my right not to vote. I don't care.
Oh, yeah. You know what? And I've done a 180, and, you know, I've been here at the station, you know, going on, I don't know, 10, 11 years. I don't know what it is. But I used to be very proud of that I voted sticker, and now I just think it's embarrassing. I mean, you're like walking around, you know, it's like walking around with a shirt, with a car that says electric car on it. You know, like, oh, you're better than I am, huh? Because you drive an electric car? You're better than I am because you voted? F you.
Yeah. And people say, you know, they also say like, well, you know, if you don't vote, you can't bitch about it. Well, I don't talk politics anyway, so why do I care?
Yeah. And you know what, dude? When you go to sleep tonight, or when you go to sleep on Tuesday and you wake up on Wednesday, if all of these things pass or all of these things fail, your life doesn't change at all.
Right, right. And, you know, it's like Jeannie was saying she waited 4 hours to vote.
Who would do that?
I swear to God, if by the act of God that the Beatles are performing, I would not wait 4 hours to see the Beatles. You know what I mean? Like, I'm waiting 4 hours for, like, you know, to go in there for, like, what, 5 minutes? I can't do that. I don't have time for that. Right. I don't have time for it.
Would you wait 4 hours to have sex with the Playmate of the Year?
No, I know. Well, 4 hours, maybe.
It's a good 4 hours, dude.
Yeah.
And her poo-nanny.
Yeah. All right, buddy. Congratulations.
Thanks, Tim.
All right, take care of yourself. I love this crew that's not voting. I got to be part of this crew next time. I get too worked up with this. I'm reading everything online, I'm watching the cable news stations, reading the paper, going on Google and looking at all of that crap, then listening to talk radio and back and forth with these people. What's a lie? What's not a lie? Enough with it.
Doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. Let's talk to a Sam in Orange County. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
How's it going?
All right. So you don't care about this, huh?
I don't care.
Good for
you. I haven't voted. I won't vote.
Good.
I guess the day I will vote is when the president legalizes marijuana.
Oh, well, that might happen.
That will be the day when I will go vote, but
yeah.
so far, no.
All right, thanks, dude. I think Proposition 215?
Yeah, 215.
Where medical marijuana, so that passed in California. So you can legally smoke weed in California.
It's the best.
And Randy's really going for it. I mean, 215 has really affected this man's life.
By the way, if you're really into drugs and pot, there is one proposition that's worth voting for. I think it's Prop 5 that says that if you're arrested if you're arrested for a nonviolent drug crime, you don't go to jail. Instead, you go to rehab.
I'm voting on that. I'm voting yes on that. Yeah. What are you going with the farm animals?
Which one's that?
Number 2.
I have no idea what any of the other propositions are besides the drugs and the gays.
Well, let me read Proposition 2 to you, and you tell me how you're going to vote, okay? It's it has to do with farm animals, and I guess protecting these farm animals. I don't know. Standards for confining farm animals requires that certain farm animals be allowed not for the majority of every day to be fully extend – or no, I'm sorry. For the majority of every day to fully extend their limbs or wings, lie down, stand up, turn around, fart, drink, do whatever they want. Limited exceptions might apply, and the fiscal impact is a potential unknown decrease of state and local tax revenue from farm businesses that move outside of the state of California. So what they're saying is for the majority of the day, you can't have chickens cooped up in little cages. They got to be running around the farm.
If they run around, does it make my chicken nuggets taste better?
I don't know. That might be an interesting... that's how you're voting then, right?
I'm voting... As long as I get as much chicken nuggets as I did today, as I will next week, I'll vote yes on it.
So
if there's a shortage of chicken nuggets, I'm going to have to vote no.
So instead of bringing like an inker in to vote, you just bring a ketchup pack. Squeeze yes on number two.
You dip one for yes, you dip two.
How'd you vote on that, Gina, with these farm animals?
Yes.
Yeah, you want them running around?
I want those chickens free range and happy. Okay. And you know, Tim, all they're saying is so that they can stand up and turn around. They're not actually freeing them.
No, I mean, it says here, for the majority of every day, to fully extend their limbs, wings, lie down, stand up, and turn around.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Does that cost any money?
Not really.
I don't know if it's going to cost the state of California some farms. Because let's say you're going to open up a farm for chickens, and you can do it in Arizona, Nevada, Oregon, or California. And in Oregon, Nevada, Arizona, there's no regulations. You're like, why would I open it in California?
Well, then I think I'll vote no.
Randy?
Yeah, I think no is the way to go.
I mean, principally, it's nice to vote yes, but if it's going to lose farms and jobs and revenue for California, then why?
Gina gets so irritated with me.
Have you guys actually seen? I would love for each of you to visit a factory farm.
How can
and
I avoid?
See how quickly you go vegetarian.
All right, please. Have you gone vegetarian?
Gina Kasem, everybody. Huh?
Have you gone vegetarian?
I was vegetarian for 13 years.
So you're back into eating animals.
I'm back because I love me some bacon. It's the candy of meats.
All right. We're all such hypocrites. Every one of us, man. All right. You're not into voting. You said F it. JV in San Bernardino. You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, Tim Conway.
Hey, dude.
Hey, dude. You know what? I've got to say, dude, seriously, you have quite a vivid, colorful personality, dude, that just attracted me, dog. I just got turned on basically to 97.1 like about 4 months ago. Someone turned me on to it.
How old are you?
I'm 26, dude. I'm about to be 27 November 6th. I am not looking forward to that. But
now
you know,
you're a young man.
No, I'm not looking forward to that because I'm afraid to go to work because last year my friends beat me up for my birthday.
Oh,
so.
Jesus.
But anyway, dude, I used to only listen to day shows, and I heard you on the After Like It, and you just attracted me, dude. I'm trying to get more people to listen to you, dog. So it's
thank you. I love anytime a guy calls up and says he's attracted me, I get a boner.
I'm not really.
I understand, dude. Hey, so you're not into voting, right?
No, I'm not, dude.
Good for
because
you.
The reason why is because you know what, dude? They don't have anything out there yet that I want. I want. To have them a vote out there which can take away the rights of straight people getting married.
Right.
So I can have more of an excuse not to get married, you know? more of a reason not to marry my girl. Right. A girl that's been bugging me and, you know, just won't leave me alone or
that's
nothing.
Exactly
like that.
Right, dude.
I can have a legal excuse that I can stay with her. She won't leave me.
Well, just tell her you're gay.
Tell her.
Yeah, tell her you and I are dating.
Jesus Christ. Well, I mean, I've already had sex with her, so how could I be gay?
Well, they tell you you thought you pictured her brother when you're having sex with her.
You are a twisted man, dude.
Get out of here. Hey, I'm going to give you a pair of tickets here, dude.
Really?
Do you like auto racing?
Do I like horse racing?
Well, auto racing.
What's your water racing?
Hold on, buddy. Hey, that's why he likes the show. He can't hear any of it. Is that possible? It's like he's hearing a whole new show. I got to hear that show where every other word you can't understand. We're going to give you a pair of tickets to the 2008 Auto Club NHRA Finals. Auto racing. Not horse racing. Not water racing. Auto. A-U-T-O. It's the 16th at, let me see. The 16th at Pomona Raceway. And tickets are at Auto Club Raceway Pomona. .com. Jesus. AutoClubRacewayPomona.com. There you go. Once you type that in, the race will be over. Let's talk to Karen in Seal Beach. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Oh, good. Thanks.
Hey, so you don't give a rat's ass, huh?
No, I don't give a rat's ass. I think people are acting completely ridiculous. They're getting all excited and all up in arms about all this change and hope and all these things that are going to change, whether it's Obama or McCain. But
right. The
truth is, neither president's going to have that much power. Nothing's going to happen, especially in the next 4 years.
I think you're right. Hey, Karen, I don't know if you've noticed this, if you're listening carefully, but all the people that called so far today who are not into voting, they all have a great sense of humor, and they are all smiling, they're all laughing, and nobody's pissed off.
Yeah, I get that. I'm pissed off because I do wish that things could change, but it's not going to happen.
It's not going to happen, so you're not going to vote?
No, I'm not
voting.
Good
for you. And are you registered to vote?
I am. In fact, I was really a little bit excited this year, and then, you know, when it really comes down to it, there's nothing that one president can do. And then by the time they get in office, they get all the information that they never had to begin with, nor do any Americans have. We don't have the information.
I know. We got nothing. We're all victims. All right, Karen, we thank you for calling, and I'm sorry you feel like you were disenfranchised. Ernie in East Los Angeles. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
What's his name again?
Ernie.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the air.
Hiya, Tim.
Hey.
Love your show.
Thank you, sir.
Just a quick question. Sure. I mean, your thoughts on the pro-8 people, on them using children in the commercial?
On the pro-8 people?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's right to use the kids in the commercials. As much as I don't think it's right for, like, Obama to use them, you know, singing that song. You know, all those kids that sang in Venice? You hear that song?
No.
Yeah, they got about 25 kids together, and they sang about Obama, and it sounded sort of like something. Yeah, here's the song.
Happiness. We're gonna spread freedom. Obama's gonna change it. Obama's gonna lead 'em. We're gonna change it and rearrange it. We're gonna change the world.
Jesus Christ.
Christ.
Wait, one of the kids is off script there.
Jesus Christ.
Hey, wait a minute. One of the kids isn't singing the lyrics.
Sing for joy and Jesus Christ. Now get cookies.
You get cookies, babe. After the song's over. Please get that kid back in line. That kid who's using the Lord's name in vain.
Jesus Christ.
Don't raise that little son of a bitch.
Now get cookies.
Sit down. What's that kid's last name?
Jesus Christ.
Stop it.
Jesus Christ.
Stop it, you young girl. Stop
Jesus
it.
Jesus Christ.
Stop it. Stop it.
Jesus Christ.
Jump in line and sing with all the other people. All the other kids. All right, we got to take a break here. If you've said F it to voting, you don't give a rat's ass who's president of any of these propositions. I'm holding them all right here. Give a rat's ass if any of them pass. I'm with you. I'm prouder of those listeners than any of you out there. People, don't give a rat's effing ass. 520-9710 and 888-520-9710. I guarantee it, in 4 years now, if I'm still alive, I've had a massive heart attack. I'm going with the I don't give a rat's ass group.
Doesn't matter.
I'm not looking at primaries. I'm not looking at debates. I'm not looking at speeches. I'm not looking at bumper stickers. I'm not looking at anything. I'm out. You're going to kill me with the pressure here. All right, this is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live on 97.1 FM Talk. And I am going to join the group of people listening right now and who are calling up and not give a rat's ass next time around. I said it last time. I don't know why I got caught up again. But I think it's a more sane group of people and a group of people who laugh more and who aren't as angry. I mean, I'm in this, you know, knee deep. And, you know, it's pissed off as hell. Every time you read something, I don't know, you know, these propositions, they get you all crazy and you're going back and forth with the debates and you sit there and you rearrange your schedule to listen to a debate. These two idiots talking. Let's talk to a Michael in his car on the 101. You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Hi, Tim. How are you?
All right, man.
You know, I was listening to what you're saying about non-voters being happy and smiley and laughing, but my 5-year-old son is smiley, happy, and laughing, too. He doesn't vote.
Yeah, well, that's why the key is to try to be like him most of your life.
I'm too much too angry for that.
Yeah,
too old.
I know. I am too.
You know, but the thing is, I mean, I'm a news producer. I've seen, I mean, if Al Gore's president, we wouldn't be in Iraq right now. I mean, I've seen what happens when a president sends people off to war. They get shot and they die. There is a major difference when you vote between Republicans and Democrats or any party you choose.
Now, I think if you're in the military or if you're poor and you need government, then, yeah, go out there and knock yourself out. But it, you know, other than those two groups, I mean, you know, the government has never been in my life, and I've never been in theirs unless a cop has pulled my ass over on the streets.
No, it's in everything you do. When you get a prescription for your child, the FDA oversees drug safety. It makes
right.
all the difference
then,
in the world.
Then, but you, guess what? If you elect a Democrat or Republican, the FDA still is there.
No, the Republicans are weaker. Less regulation, environment also.
Right. Well, you know, it makes sense that you're in the news media because you are one of the, you know, the biased people in the media.
I'm a Republican. I'm voting a Democrat.
Oh,
this year.
Get out of here! You're, you know what? And then you guys lie about it. At least some of the people in your industry have the balls to say that they're a Democrat. But most of you lie about it. Either you say you're independent or you say you're Republican, and you're just liars. I mean, the media is, I think, a huge problem, and you know that they're in bed with Obama, and the national media is probably a 10 to 15 point swing for Obama because of all the coverage you've given him, all the positive coverage you've given him. Is that not true?
They're the media, too. I mean, it's all
no,
media.
I'm talking about television and cable news. You guys get much more, you know, many more viewers and many more people listening and watching. More people read the newspaper and watch TV than listen to radio.
Yeah, I'm a television producer. Dumb people watch TV. Smart people read the papers.
No, get out of here. That's not true at all. So you're a smart person if you read the biased LA Times, and you're a moron if you watch TV.
I say New York Times, and pretty much, yeah.
And New York Times, you think that's slanted at all?
Not really.
See, you're an idiot. I mean, you're just a liar. You're not an idiot. You're an outright liar. And you're lying to people right now, and I'm not going to have it on this show.
You know what? You nailed me. You're absolutely right. And you just read
Thank you very much.
I'm a liar.
You're lying. If you don't, you don't think the LA Times or the New York Times is slanted to the left?
No, the LA Times, yes. New York Times, not so much. And Wall Street Journal, the right.
What about MSNBC?
Probably a little neutral, maybe center left.
Oh, get out of here. You know what, Michael? Either you're lying or you're a moron. It's one of the two. Pick your, you know, take your pick.
Okay,
whatever you're in, I mean, I don't care if you're working. What, you working for NBC, I imagine?
No, I freelance.
You freelance. Yeah. Well, then you're lying. I mean, you know, you're covering up your own business, which I understand, you know, people do that. But if you say that MSNBC is neutral or slightly left-leaning, that's outrageous.
Maybe center left.
Center left?
Yeah.
Left left.
Left left?
Get out of here. All right, please, please, Michael, please. We thank you for calling.
Have a good evening.
Yeah, you too. But please don't call us up and, you know, and treat us like morons. And, you know, call us up and you're in the news media and you say that the news media is 50-50. We understand it's not. Jesus Christ, that's irritating. Kathy, on the 10 freeway, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Tim, you're fantastic.
Hey, get out of here.
You're hysterically funny. You're spectacular. I don't give a rat's ass. I could care less about the election.
Good for you. And how old are you?
Nothing's going to change.
How old are you?
I'm 44, but I look 34.
Jesus Christ. And you sound like you're 24.
You're so funny. I love listening to you
Kathy. Hey, don't register, don't vote, and it doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right, good for you.
Hopefully things are going to get better in this crazy world.
I
don't think it's going to be in the near future. I think it's going to get worse before it gets better.
Yeah.
But it will get better.
All right, thank you, Kathy.
These two idiots, neither one of them make a difference. All right,
take care. Yeah, there's not going to be a big difference in Obama. Obama, you know, the Republicans say he's going to raise taxes, and he's not. Because he can't. You can't raise taxes in the face of this recession we're in. And if McCain was in there, he said he would, you know, also give tax breaks to, you know, big corporations. I imagine that's not the way to go either.
Jesus
I don't know what
Christ.
I don't know what the answer is. But I do know that if you don't vote and you don't care, you're probably healthier than idiots like me And this guy, Michael, called us, who spent all of her time, you know, going back and forth on these issues. Let's talk to a Christy in Redondo Beach on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hi, Tim.
Hey.
Hi, Tim.
Hey.
I love you.
Thank you, ma'am.
Well, I don't give a rat's ass about the two candidates at all, so I'm not really interested so much about going to vote for the candidates. I probably won't vote for neither. But I am interested on other propositions, especially number 8. I wish Tom Likas would have taken my call because everybody talks about Proposition 8, and I really don't care as far as a man marrying another man or vice versa.
Yeah.
It's like nobody's talking about the financial effects that this is going to take on all our taxpayers' people.
Right. Well, how much money do you make a year?
Well, I'd rather not disclose that.
Well, give me a ballpark. You plus over 100 grand?
No, under.
Okay. All right. Well, then you'll probably benefit from Obama's tax plan.
Like I said, I could give a rat's ass about the candidates, but on Prop 8 is already we're tied up all the courts on divorces, male and female. Right. So now it's going to be twice male to male, female to female. As it is, divorce rates are 50-50 now.
Madam, you are f***ing nuts!
Christy, I don't think you're nuts. I think that you're wrong, though. I don't think that that the gays will probably divorce as much as straight people are, I mean, in those numbers, because the numbers aren't there. I mean, there aren't that many gay guys marrying guys and women marrying women.
Well, the thing is that this has not been...
And by the way, you know, we're still looking for this. Two black guys that have gotten married. Have you heard of that?
No. What happened?
I've never heard of them. I've never heard two black... No, it wasn't. It sounded like a setup to a joke.
They don't like their own race.
I don't know what it is. I've never heard of two black guys get married to each other.
Neither have I at all.
All right, Christy, you're the best, baby.
Opposite races. But anyhow, divorce courts, you know...
Please, I've already answered that. It's not going to happen. Divorce courts are fine. They can handle a few more divorces. So, please, there'll probably be less divorces because guys who are gay don't have to have a beard anymore. They can marry another gay guy. So maybe there'll be less divorce. Who knows? Adrian in Ontario, you're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
Damn, how's it going?
All right, man.
Hey, I just wanted to agree with you on the whole issue of the voter out there who really doesn't give a crap, man. I'm part of that.
Yeah, I am too. I mean, I am not now, but I will be starting Wednesday.
Absolutely, man. You know, I was, I've been a registered voter for quite a while now, and been a Democrat really for pretty much, you know, ever since I had the chance to vote.
Right.
And but I still really don't, you know, and right. I don't know if that has a lot to do with the fact that, you know, politicians are gonna, you know, do what they want anyway. You know, you can vote out there and, you know, then you get these injunctions with the props, you know.
I mean, they're all liars. I mean, you go back to, and this just happens to be one example, who was a Democrat. I'm sure there's a million more that, you know, that are Republicans. But like Jimmy Carter said when he became president, that he'll take the nation off of foreign oil in 10 years. He said that, I think, back in 1976.
Right.
And, you know, and cut to 32 years later, and we're still tied to foreign oil.
Absolutely, man, absolutely. So it's, you know, it's always, they're always going to do whatever it is they want to. They're going to feed you what it is they want to feed you. And
yeah.
One thing, though, Tim, I wanted to tell you, though, is about the conversation you had with the news producer just now.
Right.
I noticed that you failed to mention Fox News in that, man. You know, Fox News has been, you know, the GOP's whore now for probably about 8 solid years.
I understand how people feel about that. And there was a recent story that came out on AP, and it was a neutral story about the coverage of national cable news and national network news. And they said that, 87% of the stories or 86% of the stories that MSNBC did on McCain were negative. And then they looked at Fox, and it was much closer. It was like 42-38 or something.
Do you think that has anything to do with the fact that, people have finally caught on to them? And I guess these other news network nows are trying to more or less balance it out during this election year.
They try to. Well, this is the way I see it. I mean, I think Obama, MSNBC, was in on Obama's side for this whole thing. Fox typically was on McCain's side. And I think that CNN was on Hillary Clinton's side. And when Hillary Clinton bailed out, they didn't know what to do down there. And,
right.
It really is. I mean, for CNN to then run, you know, ads saying that we're the fairest, most balanced news. I mean, you know, trying to copy, you know, Fox's slogan. It's just outrageously embarrassing. I mean, you know, like over at NBC, when somebody had asked, you know, some of the reporters who are constantly doing, you know, Obama stories and how great Obama is, are you neutral? Are you Republican? Are you Democrat? And all these, you know, these spineless rats over there at MSNBC will say that they're all neutral. You know, they'll say they're all independents. And you know they're not, you know, just by the coverage.
I don't know how it's, you got a point there. I don't know how many times I've heard, you know, these, people come out on, you know, on random radio shows, you know, saying I'm a Republican, but I'm voting Democrat.
Right. Well, let me take, for instance, you know, Sean Hannity says he's a Republican and says he's voting for John McCain. And then he goes on and, you know, he does a show on Obama's an a-hole and, McCain is great, right?
Right.
But over at MSNBC, you'll get, Keith, Olbermann, talking about how great Obama is, and then when somebody asks him, "Are you independent, Republican, or Democrat?" he says independent. He clearly isn't, but he just lies, and he thinks America is just filled with stupid people.
Well, we are for the most part, aren't we?
Yeah, but I think we understand what's going on too. You know,
I hope for the most.
All right, Adrian, you're major stud, dude.
You're great.
All right, take care of yourself, buddy. All right, let's talk to. How about Drew in Los Angeles? You're on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
How you doing, man?
All right, man.
So this whole, first of all, I thought Tom Likas, that was so ironic that Tom Likas stand up for non-profit. I thought it was great.
Fine.
But I'm just thinking about these guys. You know, did we ever vote on straight marriage? Did we ever vote whether straight marriage was going to be okay? Or is that just, straight and white people, they just get it first, and then they get to decide who else gets to do it too. Blacks want to marry white,
If they called it something different, I think everybody'd be into it.
Yeah, but when you go overseas, and if something happens, right, you got two gay, right, and something happens to one gay guy, and then they get thrown in the hospital, and they say, "I want to go visit them." They say, "Well, you can't. It's only family." Well, we have a civil union that's recognized by the state of California, largely same rights as marriage recognized by the United States of America. That's it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then get married. You can get married now.
Exactly. Well, that's the other thing I was going to say.
Then get married and enjoy yourself.
Married. Yeah.
Right. You better get married, though, before Tuesday. What if it doesn't pass? Then you can't get married anymore.
Well, that's the thing. It's like gay marriage has been going on in Massachusetts. Who's even noticed?
I know. Then get married.
You know?
Then go marry some dude. I don't give a rat's ass.
But if Prop 8 goes through, then no longer that can happen.
All right. Come on. So are you going to get married or not?
Wait, are you asking?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Are you marrying me or not, you jackass? Get out of here, you lunatic. Then go get married. Give a rat's ass what you do. Talk to, I don't know here. How about Kevin in Concord? You're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Hello.
Hey.
Hey, how you doing, Timbo?
All right, man.
That's good. Yeah, you know, the election, it's got me. I've already voted.
Good for you.
Yeah, I've already did my part. But all these people that are, you know, say they're Republican, Democrat.
Did you stand in line for 4.5 hours to vote?
No, I sent my vote off. I mailed it off.
If somebody said you stand in line for 4.5 hours, and when you get to the front of the line, we're going to give you a brand new $100 bill, would you do it?
It ain't worth it. It's not worth it. I mean, you want me to stand in line? You want to put me in the front of the line? I'll take the $100. Give me the $100.
It's like literally standing on an American Airlines jet from Los Angeles almost to New York. And what do you get when you get there? You get to vote what? No on 8 and yes on Obama.
Who cares? Well, you know, it depends on, you know, your political beliefs.
You know what they should do? For everyone that Gina, please don't listen to this because I know you'll get pissed. But everybody who stands in line for 4.5 hours and then votes, you shouldn't get an I voted sticker.
That's true.
You should get an I'm an a-hole sticker.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, if I can jump in really fast, I intentionally did not wear my sticker because I did not want to hear about it. I didn't even put it on.
Gave you one?
I got two. I don't know. That was a little weird. I immediately threw them away. I voted early and I voted often, yes.
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. My parents work for the voting polls. That's what they're doing in the morning.
Oh, wow. Hey, Kevin, I'm going to make some money next time because I'm going to get a sticker that has just a piece of crap on it. And it's going to look like a big duty. And when somebody goes, hey, what's
call
that sticker?
Call me when you do that.
Yeah, and someone's going to be like, hey, what's that sticker all about? I'm like, oh, that. I took a crap today. Yeah, so that's what the sticker is all about. Yeah, I know you voted, but I just wanted, since you told me what you did today, I'm going to tell you what I did today. And I actually, well, look, there's two of them. Yeah, the morning sticker and then the late afternoon sticker. So I know you voted, but I took two duties. That's what I did today. I took two craps and you voted. Is that the end of the conversation, young man? Yes, it is. Press on. All right, Dave, you don't give a rat's ass about these elections. Nicole in Los Angeles, you're on 97.1 FM Talk.
Yeah, I don't give a rat's ass, but I find it really annoying that a lot of the people that have called tonight and are saying they don't give a rat's ass, they're just like, dude, I just want to smoke some pot, and I just don't want to get off my couch and stop eating Cheetos, you know, and I think that's kind of offensive.
Well,
I think that,
do you think that you're smarter and better that you voted?
No, I didn't vote. I don't give a rat's ass. But it's not because I'm too busy smoking pot and eating Cheetos.
I see. You just don't like the picture that's painted of your group.
Exactly, yeah. They're giving us a bad name. There's other reasons to not give a rat's ass, you know?
I see. I thought you could be one of these uppity chicks who...
No, not at all. No, and I didn't vote, and I don't plan to, and I never have.
How old are you?
I mean, I'm 28.
And you've never voted?
I've never voted.
Good for you.
No, and I just basically, you know, most of the stuff we hear is lies one way or another anyway. You don't really know what you're voting for. And somebody brought up a really good point. Somebody told me that if voting actually made a difference, it would be illegal. And that just makes so much sense to me. If voting did make a difference, look at all of the things that have been, they say that we voted for this, but it's everybody disagrees with it and hates it as soon as it goes through. You know, it's ridiculous, and I have better things to do with my time. Now, I think that people who do vote and really do, you know, get that blood pressure up and study up on everything and vote, good for them, and that makes them happy, and that's cool. But, you know, I have better things to do with my time.
Good for you.
Yeah.
Oh, you got kids?
No. Oh. I don't plan on it.
Okay. Man, you really want to, you know, really streamline your life.
Well, yeah.
No voting, no kids. What do? You just sit around and, what?
No, I work.
Oh, I see. What do you do for a living?
I'm a cosmetologist.
A what?
I do hair and makeup.
Oh, okay. A cosmetologist. And you good at what you do?
Yeah, I'm really good at what I do.
Right. Well, that's probably why. Like, you don't care about anything else. You ain't got a passion in life.
Definitely. I'm definitely passionate about what I do, but,
you
know.
Where's your shop? Where is your place where you work?
Actually, just moved here. I moved here from Chico, California, and so, you know, I'm still looking for a place up here, but working on a television show that's being made right now, so.
Excellent.
I'm just doing hair and makeup with a group of people, so.
When you said you moved from Chico, you weren't in prison, right?
No, there's no prison in Chico. It's a college town.
Oh, I thought it was a state prison up there.
No.
Maybe that's Chino. It's local prison.
That might be.
All right, Nicole, thanks for calling, baby.
Thank you.
All right, there she goes, everybody. Another winner. Another person that doesn't give a rat's ass. I'm going to be that kind of person next time. Person that doesn't vote. I don't know any of the propositions. I think Malibu Dan's that way. Seems to be a happier... direction, happier path in life. All right, we're going to do the news at 9 with Gina Grant. Gina, what's going on with that news?
Well, Mario Lopez asks Obama the hard-hitting questions, and there's nothing like blogging to mend a broken heart. We'll talk about this and more after the break.
Oh, boy. All right, folks, news with Gina Grant. When we come back, it is the Tim Conway Jr. Show live at 97.1 FM Talk.